This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This question is related to making up your fast due to pregnancy or breastfeeding. Do I have to pay anything before Ramadan, or do I just make up my fast when I'm not pregnant or breastfeeding at that time?
Yeah, this is actually a question that has a lot of variance in understanding between the scholars. There is some texts from the Prophet ﷺ about this, like a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, and the ayat are actually open-ended about this, right? Because the ayat says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. A person who is unable to should feed a person, right? And this is explained as someone who is sick chronically, they can't recover, they're not going to get any better, or someone who is old and they're not getting any younger, so fasting is not going to become easier next year for them, right? So for them, they feed a person and that's it. And then you have the other scenario where a person has to make up the fast. So if you are فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. The person who is traveling outside of their city, or someone who is sick temporarily, then they don't fast in Ramadan. Those days that they're sick or the days they're traveling, they just make it up afterwards. And then you also have the clear-cut example of the woman who is on her monthly period. She is exempted from fasting, and then she will make up that fast after Ramadan. So these are the clear scenarios. The ayat and hadith are quite obvious about that. The question about pregnancy and breastfeeding is, well, where does the woman fit? Is she like someone who is sick temporarily, or is she like someone who is maybe unable to do so because she's had so many pregnancies? A real scenario, this is something that happens in families, is a woman get pregnant, then she would miss a Ramadan, then she has a year or year and a half, maybe 2 years of breastfeeding, she misses two more Ramadans, then she gets pregnant again, she misses the fourth Ramadan, then she has two more years of breastfeeding, that's 6 years, man. And then she gets pregnant again, and next thing you know, that's a decade of fasts she has missed, right? So you're going to ask her to make up 300 fasts? That's a lot of fasting, you know. That lady is in a lot of trouble.
Just adding up and adding up.
All right. So this is where the scholars have some differences. So I'm going to read you a few opinions here, inshallah, and then I'll give you my take, inshallah. So you have opinion number one here. عليهما القضاء فقط. This is the عليهما, the upon them two is the pregnant lady and the lady who is breastfeeding, right? Who is nursing her child. This is the opinion, or this is the position of Imam Abu Hanifa, right? And Ali radiallahu anhu from the Sahaba, that's his position as well. That they have to make it up, irrespective of how many they have missed. Okay. The second position here is إِنْ خَافَتَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمَا فَعَلَيْهِمَا الْقَضَىٰ فَقَطْ وَإِنْ خَافَتَ عَلَىٰ وَلَدَيْهِمَا فعليهما القضاء وإطعام مسكين عن كل يوم وهو مذهب الإمامين الشافعي وأحمد. The second position is of Imam Ahmad and Imam Shafi'i, who say that if the woman is afraid, right, of her well-being, right, she is afraid that this is going to, fasting is going to hurt her health. The child's going to be fine, but she's going to be, you know, she's going to be compromised, right? Then she has to just make up the fast. Okay, if she feels or she's afraid that the child will be harmed, then she has to feed a poor person and also make up the fast afterwards, right? Here, we're assuming that they're not fasting at all. The pregnant lady and the breastfeeding lady are not fasting. If they can fast, that's their choice, by the way. Like my wife, she fasted through a couple of my kids' pregnancies. She was, you know, able to do so. It wasn't the summer fast, right? But others, she wasn't able to, right? So this is assuming that the woman is not fasting, all right? The third position is عليهم الإطعام فقط ولا قضاء عليهما وقال به من الصحابة عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما وحكاه ابن قدامة في المغني عن ابن عمر أيضا. Okay, the third position here is they have to only feed a poor person, and there is no makeup of the fast. And this is the position of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, and Abdullah ibn Umar as well. This is his position. Okay. So this is, so you have a bunch of options, right? I would say it goes back to the situation, right? That goes back to, you know, a situation. For example, Abdullah ibn Abbas, let me just read this to you as well. كان ابن عباس يقول لأم ولد له حبلة أنت بمنزلة التي لا تطيقه فعليك الفداء ولا قضاء عليك. Okay, you know, Ibn Abbas said to a pregnant lady that you are in the position of, or you're in the same situation, same circumstance as the person who is unable to fast, like an old person or someone who's chronically ill. So you just give a fidya, and there is no making up the fast, right? So that's the text from the Sahaba there, okay? So you have a whole host of opinions, right, in this matter. And wallahu alam, I think the best thing to do here is to go back to the situation. If the situation is the lady has only missed like one Ramadan, right, of fasting, then the best thing is you make it up, okay? You make it up. If it's been many Ramadans, right, like that's 5-6 Ramadans in a row she has missed, that's just going to take her lifetime to catch up to that, right? 150, 200 fasts, you know, even if she's fasting, I don't know, like say 4 times a week, right? Or sorry, 4 times a month. Like she's fasting once a week, 4 times a month, or say once every week, that's 48 fasts excluding Ramadan, right? That will take her close to 5 years of just making up all those fasts that she has missed outside of all those Ramadans, you see? So that's a very big undertaking. And if a person wants to take that on, alhamdulillah, there's good and khair in that. But I would say in that case, you take the opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar and just feed, right? So it's case by case. How many fasts have you missed? If you missed a few, make it up, okay? If you have missed a lot of fasts because of pregnancy and breastfeeding, you feed, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept.